mister.
A little tea to soften the blow in my throat here.
How'd that work out for you?
That's better.
Good.
Well, let's see. We'll give it an hour and try it. We'll work our way through it. 7 minutes after the hour on the Good Day program, Doug Steffen here along with Roberta Fasanelli, our queen of cheap, who has deals later on in the hour from various sources, as usual. She does the research. So what do we have to look forward to later on, Roberski?
Oh, we got free food at Olive Garden. Mm-hmm. We got free museum admission. We've got 22,000 free songs. We'll tell you how to get that.
Free.
And September is National Yoga Month, and that means you can do yoga absolutely free. We'll tell you all about it.
Right. So Roberta and her freedom. We also have the Tonight Show story, what Jay Leno actually lost in our TV report later on. And Tony Danza becomes an interesting practitioner in terms of teaching from that television show that he did. Pretty good story. He's got a new book out. We'll talk about that. Meanwhile, it's September 11th. Roberta's in New York. And has when we go back to September 11th, 2001 or 2001, whatever. I remember you and I talking about this.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's 8:48 in the morning. The jet crashes into the North Tower. You were looking at it and thought, well, it maybe is a small plane, a commuter plane or something. But then you find when you move to when we just came back from the news after it was 9:06 Eastern time, you realize this is not an accident because another plane crashes into the South Tower.
You had actually said that before.
I did say that before, yeah. And then we watched the news, we listened to it, we went back and forth on the air as this information became a little more clear, fast, furious coverage of this American Airlines Flight 11, which no longer exists. Flight I took many, many times on my way to L.A. It was the 767-200. I even remember what kind of a plane it was. And the pilot was a farmer, a guy that I knew not well. Name was Oganowski. He had a farm in Draycott, Mass. His family still runs it. I think his brother's a doctor, if I remember correctly. He'd been a pilot for American for 31 years. Took this. This was the only flight he did. He had enough seniority, and he lived in Boston. And he took a Boston L.A. twice a week, and had been doing it for about four years.
Wow!
Done the same trip, same time, same sort of. I mean, the guy, and he was a rugged guy. He was kind of a short, stocky guy with a crew cut, and he was just the rugged kind of guy that you wanted to see. His hair was just gray. I think he was probably mid-50s, if I remember correctly. And funny, you know, you remember these sorts of things, only, again, having met the guy once. But I remember when we did meet, we didn't talk about farming. We talked about airplanes. And he loved to fly. And I remember his wife, too, who was a very devoted sort. She ran for Congress, didn't win. But she ran for name recognition in that part of the state is, pretty strong, as you can imagine. So anyway, and when the details came out about what happened to these people, you hear you just get angrier and angrier and angrier as you learn there were box cutters that were put in the plane. I don't remember ever learning how those got into those planes. Does anybody, 800-510-8255, email the Doug at DougSteffen.com.
How the box cutters got in?
How did the box cutters get? I mean, we all know that somebody had to have access to the plane, cleaners or whatever, put the box cutters in there. But do you ever remember those people being found or brought to justice? Anybody?
Nope.
I don't remember.
They just didn't sneak them on in their luggage?
No, they were in the plane. They were in the seats in the plane. When they get into the plane. You didn't know that?
I don't know that I remembered that.
Yeah. I remember that.
Yeah, no. They were in the plane.
Well, wouldn't it be easy if you were on the flight? Well, you still had to get them in there.
Well, the cleaners and service people or whoever, that's who was always suspected. But I don't remember anybody being brought to justice with that. Anyway, It is what it was.
Wait a minute. I'm finding a story on Slate about whether that's a myth.
Oh, here we go. So how'd they get on the plane then? Is the question. And is that important? Probably not at this point. But I know there were a lot of things that made a lot of people angry. But I'm just going through in my mind what I remembered about the planes. The rest, the other three planes were all 757s. Two United planes. The one that was out of Newark that went was headed toward Los Angeles. And the one, see, they obviously targeted planes that would be going to be full of fuel because they'd have that. I mean, look at the damage done to the Pentagon. Never mind the trade centers. The amount of damage done because the plane was full of fuel. It had just taken off and circled around, and it was headed for the White House. I don't remember why it was they couldn't get to the White House, though. What was the... Or was it the other plane that
went
down
to Pennsylvania? It was the one that went down to Pennsylvania.
Right, that was it. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we remember all of this stuff. And, Roberta, we've been talking about what seems to be the outrage of the year, and that's how much money has been spent on the World Trade Center Memorial and what it costs to maintain it, and the fact that if you're nosing around at DougStephan.com, you'll see how many of these September 11th responders are waiting for their relief. So we have enough money to spend $700 million on a memorial, but we don't have money to take care of the people who have lost their health, or families of those who are first responders who didn't get anything. What is that? How does that go down in New York City?
Say that again. I didn't quite understand that question, Doug.
The question is, based on how much money it's cost to build the memorial, and the fact that we've spent a lot of private and public money for how is it that many of the September 11th responders are still waiting for their relief?
We know that.
How is that received in New York?
You know, it's something, quite honestly, it's something that people don't talk about that much. You know, it's...
Wouldn't you think they ought to?
They ought to, but, you know, if it's not prominent in the media, then it's not in the forefront of anybody's consciousness. That's the whole thing, you know?
That's
the whole issue. You know, everybody's more focused on the memorial downtown and what's going on with that, and rather than what happened to the people who actually responded that day.
Right. Roberta, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Do New Yorkers look at the memorial as... how do you say this? As necessary or as a tourist?
Good question. I think a little bit of both. Not to sound... Oh, gosh. I mean, people are going to jump on me for this one.
No, it's a hard thing to discuss. It sure is.
It's a very hard thing to discuss, but I was not completely in favor of doing the memorial the way they did it. I thought that the best memorial would have been to rebuild right on top of it and do something within that building as a memorial.
Yeah.
Because that would be the ultimate, you know, you think you got us, you didn't. To them, that, you know, hey,
well, that's,
you know,
the theory of this new building, supposedly, which is taller and, you know, more modern, et cetera, et cetera. But this is all superficial. It's so superficial.
Yeah.
The families of those people who live with that pain every single day, every, you know, we discuss heroes and people in uniforms and stuff like that, and I get criticized from time to time because I don't think everybody in a uniform is a hero. I think the people who put their butts on the line, and that is those people who went there. All the men and women who were firefighters, police officers, whomever, who put themselves... Yeah, it was their job, for sure. But part of the job, you risk your life, but you don't expect to give it. You do, because that's part of the job. But so many people lost their lives. So many families were completely ruined, destroyed by the events of the day. And we're still futzing around not paying the relief to these families, some of them. And it just goes, you know, we say, the news media says, we'll never forget, bunk 'em. If that's true, then these people wouldn't be around with a tin cup trying to enhance their existence or their reality. It's just, we're so two-faced. the news media, politicians, all these people that are involved in all this stuff. And it really is irritating, frankly. And the stuff that goes on at the TSA. We have a video today, Roberto. Where do you hear the audio from this? This is the symbol of September 11th that so disgusts any thinking American. Here, supposedly the Patriot Act and the ensuing TSA supervision of passenger embarkation at the airports. These people don't even have a clue as to why they exist. Listen to the audio from today's video of the day. It's a quick exchange between a woman and a TSA agent who didn't like her attitude. Listen to this.
Do you think that I'm honestly a threat? Do you think that this is retaliatory for my attitude? This is not making the airwaves safer. It's retaliatory.
Pretty much sense, yes.
So is that legal?
No, yes, it is.
Pretty much, yes. So he doesn't like her attitude, so he keeps her from getting on the plane. This is damnable.
Wow.
It is. It is. Richie, play it again. I want people to hear
it's
this.
It's just amazing how stupid this guy is to say
well,
that. Not,
but
do you think that I'm honestly a threat? Do you think that
Let me get this straight.
This is retaliatory for my attitude. This is not making the airwaves safer. It's retaliatory.
Pretty much sense, yes.
Is that legal?
Ah, you moron.
Unbelievable.
It really is. And why do we put up with it? Why? Tell me why.
We get videos of them and we put it on YouTube.
Yeah, but what is it?
YouTube is probably, the TSA probably
number
hates
one.
YouTube.
Yeah.
Right. You think?
Number one.
I'm going to go to YouTube and just type in TSA and see what kind of fun stuff comes up. Yeah.
19 after the hour on Good Day.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards or postcards and get 250 free. Details in store or staples.com/250free ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom. And Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-939-8955. That's 1-800-939-8955. 1-800-939-8955.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
So last night begins the new season of The Voice, and here Christina Aguilera, Blake Shelton, and CeeLo, Adam Levine open up the show. Or a good way for the show to begin.
You know, it's so hard to try and do Mick Jagger.
Yeah,
it really is.
Yeah. That's okay, though. They got the crowd all warmed up.
Yeah.
So, The Voice is on last night, tonight, and Wednesday of this week. And Wednesday, the controversy is it's on Against America's Got Talent, isn't that right? Oh, no. What's The X Factor is on Wednesday.
The X Factor.
Same time as The X Factor. The Voice on the same time. Got Simon all wrinkled up. Let's introduce everybody to some of these new singers and see how many of them become household names by the time the show is over. Here's a fellow named Terry McDermott with Teenage Wasteland as he opens up the contestant portion of the show.
One of Roberta's favorite songs.
Oh, yeah.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Tough song.
Now, remember, the object of this program, in part, is once these people present themselves, Christina, Blake, CeeLo, Adam, try to convince the singers to become a part of their team, right?
Right, isn't that right now, they're trying to get one of the coaches to hit the button and turn around and say, I want you.
Yeah, right.
Hold on a second. Struggling, but
yeah,
that's okay.
All right, he ends up on Blake's team. Next up is Deborah with Hey Soul Sister,
train song.
I like this song. What's the other one?
Yeah. Listen, your lips.
She ends up going right, so she goes with Christina as they try to pick sides. Next up, it's Gracia Harrison singing and yodeling. Richie, I want to be a cowboy sweetheart.
I want to be me a cowboy sweetheart.
Now you got my session.
Yeah.
So Blake and Adam and CeeLo try to get her on board, but Blake, that's no surprise, gets her.
Yeah. She's definitely. Wow, this is impressive.
It's good. Yeah. All right, let's give one more contender some air here, Richie. Garrett Gardner sings, Have You Ever Seen the Rain?
CCR.
Yep. Someone told me long ago there's a calm before the storm.
Apparently he didn't get everybody all charged up. Roberta, what do you think of him?
I don't know. He doesn't do it for me either.
You kind of like watching this show, though, if I remember last
year. I do, yes. Yes,
yeah,
I do.
It's a good show.
Yes,
really.
Good show. And they pick really good music.
Yeah, so it's good. It'll be interesting to see how it all pans out. 28 after on Good Day.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards or postcards and get 250 free. Details in store or staples.com/250free ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We've got a program with an interest rate that's dramatically lower than the current rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage. It's called our 7-1 adjustable rate mortgage. The rate today on a 7-1 ARM is an amazing 2.625%, APR 2.94%. This incredibly low rate is locked until the year 2019. After that, it may adjust once per year. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why, for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. I believe there's never been a more perfect time to refinance or purchase than right now. Again, the rate today on a 7-1 ARM is an amazing 2.625%, APR 2.94%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit us at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Adjustable rate subject to change. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License now, 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
I like saving money. I mean, it's not like I have a purse stuffed with coupons or... Okay, I do. The other day, I went into Wells Fargo to get help with a car loan.
Good news. You qualify for our double discount promotion. Get double the interest rate discount we normally give on select new loans and lines of credit just for being a Wells Fargo checking package customer.
And the best part? I didn't even need a coupon.
Come to Wells Fargo to discuss how the double discount promotion can help with the interest rate on your new loan or line of credit. Wells Fargo. Together we'll...
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to getbetterforfree.com. That's getbetterforfree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's Tuesday, September 11th. We're certainly talking a lot about September 11th from several different angles. You're welcome to join us at 800-510-8255. To get down to the nitty-gritty of the day, though, time for our 2020 News Quiz question before Roberta brings us up to date with her Queen of Cheap. We have our television report coming up as well with some info from Ellen and the ladies of The View. The the name Tony Mack is in the news today, and I want to know why. Do a little research. Tell us about Tony Mack and why he is in the news today. 800-510-8255. Plus, the results of a couple of different studies are out today, Richie. And actually, there's three of them that I want to sort of run through. Hopefully, we have enough time for that. First, though, let's give Ms. Fasanelli her due so that she can bring us all these bargains that she's so famous for.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of It's Roberta Fasanelli.
Let's start with free food. You know how I love free food. Well, if you go to the Olive Garden, we have a coupon for you where you get a free kids meal if you buy one for yourself. That's good through September 16th. Yeah, right. I love Olive Garden.
You can use it.
Yeah, I love their soup and salad.
You love
stuff.
Olive Garden. You like Olive Garden?
Their soup and salad, the unlimited soup and salad, for me is like, nope. Anyone who gets pasta at an Italian restaurant should have their head examined.
Wow, a chain Italian restaurant.
Really? You can make it yourself at home for one-tenth of the price.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, for like $3.
Yeah, even less than that. It's for the whole family, $3. So free kids meal with an entree purchase at Olive Garden. If you're looking to do some crafty stuff, Michael's coupon, we have a 50% off one item for you. That's good through September 15th. September 29th, reminding you, is Free Museum Admission Day. That's for a lot of the Smithsonian Museums and a lot of other museums across the country. We have the form that you need to fill out, and it'll get you two free tickets to these museums. That's something for you to take the kids to there, Rich. You know, right there in Washington, some of the Smithsonian Museums there. That's on September 29th.
Well, Smithsonian is always free.
Oh, okay. Yeah. The Smithsonian Base Museums.
Thanks. Thanks for the deal, Roberta.
Okay. Amazon. You know how often we have free music on Amazon? Well, I found out that they actually have 22,000 1,000 free songs available on Amazon.com.
Really?
You know, some are good songs, some are great songs, some are just downright awful. But you know what? They're free, so you can poke around and find some good free music. Talbots, if you like their clothing, has a big clearance sale going on, up to 90% off and free shipping. And you can also get an additional 25% off with the coupon code that we have for you at DougStephan.com. And here's something near and dear to my heart. September, and I didn't know this, September is National Yoga Month.
Yoga!
And if you ever wanted to try doing some yoga, you can get a free week of yoga at thousands of participating studios all around the country. We have all the information for you on DougStephan.com and the form you need to fill out to get your pass to get 1 week of free yoga. Yoga is great. I love yoga.
All right. I like it, too, especially the strawberry on the bottom. 800-510-8255. Tony Mack is under arrest.
I didn't even. I Googled him, and I cannot find any information on it.
Really?
Tony Mack, yes.
Wow. That's pretty amazing.
So you got me.
Considering how prominent this is, it's the number three most searched story of the day, in fact. But maybe the name isn't a I'm not going to give it away. We'll get to it. Essence of the Chicago teacher strike. A lot of people talking about that. I don't know what to say. It's pretty clear that unions have no business being in the public sector. Here's another disgusting example of it. 350,000 students went to school yesterday for breakfast and lunch, and they didn't do anything in between. Can you imagine that? Sending your child off to school so that they have breakfast and lunch. That's the only thing they did. And the children spent the rest of the day, this supervision, some parents went into schools to help out. Some parents brought their children to other locations because they only had a half a day. The buses brought them in. Churches were open. But what a disgusting reality. In a modern progressive community, a modern progressive country, modern progressive world, that these people can't get their act together. 26,000 teachers are on strike against Chicago. Why couldn't they? I mean, talk about condemnation of leadership. The people who thought Rahm Emanuel, who was the president's chief of staff and is a real solid hack, Chicago political hack, if he can't get the job done, then what does that say about the whole system? You know what I mean? It's just, it's all.
Yeah, hacks. But he's also, what do they call him, Rombo?
Rombo.
He doesn't back down either, so he stands his ground, that's it.
Yeah. So, in the meantime, 350,000 students go to school, have breakfast, do nothing for the day. They stay long enough to have lunch. What does that say? What kind of an indictment is that for the whole system? When the kids go to school and all they do at school is have breakfast and lunch.
I'd be embarrassed.
It's extraordinarily embarrassing. Extraordinary. And the teachers there ought to be as embarrassed as the people who are in the administration. They can't put their, get their house in order. All right. So, 2020 news quiz. Tony Mack. Nobody's got the right answer. And it's 20 before the hour. So, let's tell everybody who Tony Mack is. He was arrested yesterday. He's the mayor of Trenton, New Jersey.
Uh-oh.
He got caught taking $119,000 in cash bribe money in connection with a new parking garage being built in Trenton.
Oh, no.
The FBI had created a sting operation to get him. He has many financial problems. He's got relatives in all the wrong places with all the wrong names. As a matter of fact, his biggest campaign supporter is Joseph Gorgonini. He also is involved in the charges against Mr. Mack, whose real name isn't Mack. It's something that how do I say this without sounding prejudicial? Sounds like Fasanelli. How's that?
You talking to me?
Yeah. I'm talking to you. Anyway, so that could be the end of this guy's career. But the other side of it is the discussion will always be on the sting operations that get put together. Did they try to get this guy, or was he, I don't know enough about him to know whether this is his M.O., or is the first time he got into something like this, And did he get into it because he was trapped? That's all part of Richie.
And trapping.
Goes nuts with all of these things because you wonder sometimes.
Who the there good are guys some are. People where they have proof.
Yeah.
That they have done something wrong.
Right.
Yet the proof will not be enough to convict them, so they set up a sting operation. Okay,
yeah.
Cool. I'm good with that.
Yeah.
And then there are just traps that are just laid out there to see the next dummy that walks into it. You know.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about him being a dummy, but he's connected to the to all of.
Nah, I don't think so. Yeah.
Yeah. What? You don't think what?
I don't think this is entrapment. I think they probably heard this guy was trying to do something.
Right.
They laid
looking
the bait, and he bit.
Love in all the wrong places.
Yep.
All right, Jay Leno in the focus in just a moment, and Tony Danza as well, as our television report is up next here on Good Day.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
The Pikes Peak region welcomes you back to the beauty of the Purple Mountain Majesty, to the adventure of the great outdoors, to world-class shops, restaurants, and hotels, to our rich history and heritage, to the events, attractions, and culture that make memories for a lifetime. Colorado Springs and the Pikes Peak region, welcome back. For more information, www.visitcos.com.
Last year, millions of parents discovered they were their teen's drug dealer. That's because 70% of teens who abuse prescription drugs get them from family and friends. Even more shocking, prescription pain relievers have contributed to more overdose deaths than street drugs like cocaine and heroin. Safeguard your medicine and talk with your children about the dangers of medicine abuse. Join the Medicine Abuse Project and help end this epidemic. Visit drugfree.org to learn more. A message from the partnership at drugfree.org.
200 years ago, the British cleric Charles Colton wrote the line, "Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery." Most people follow the trends, but dynamic thinkers prepare for the trends, especially in today's investment world. For decades, Swiss America has explained the big trends of the new century. Higher oil, gas, and gold prices, and a weaker dollar, soft economy, deficits, and they've been right on the money. It's no wonder many gold firms copy Swiss America. But Craig Smith, who founded Swiss America, says he's not mad about being copied. He's flattered. He's thankful word is getting out that gold protects wealth. Do what I did. Call Swiss America. Find out what's coming next before it's too late. Get their 2012 Rare Opportunity DVD and newest CD. Call now, 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN. Forget imitations. Get the original. Call Swiss America, the gold standard, at 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards or postcards and get 250 free. Details in store or staples.com/250free ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
The folks at Cinnabon have come up with something called the pizza bun. It's a Cinnabon what has bits of ham, sausage, tomato sauce, and cheese on it. Cinnabon. Doesn't that sound like something you find in the yard that would make you want to take your dog to the vet? Honey, I don't think Bongo is feeling too good.
The best of the late night people. Story at DougStefan.com today. In an effort to help with budget cuts and to save some jobs, the official number now. Remember, the story came out, was it last week, when it was announced Jay Leno took a pay cut to keep 20 of his staffers? Well, the information now is that he gave up 50% of his $29 million salary.
Oh.
So
50%?
So he's getting like 14
he's getting
15, million or 15, something like that.
15 million. The new budget for the show is $80 million, down from $100 million, and 15 of the $20 million cut comes from his salary. And they this became part of this, a publicly traded company, so they have to put in the information that they put to that they send to Wall Street. They have to put this information in. There were 200 staffers on the program. 20 workers have been laid off, 10% of the staff. Another 20 were going to be laid off, but because he didn't want that, he told them to cut his pay and save those other 20, and so that's where it came from. And some other...
What do you want to bet Leno ends up on another network in the next couple of years?
Well, I think there's something to be said for, I mean... Jimmy Kimmel will be all right at ABC. Letterman is making signs that he's had enough, although he just signed again. I think he's 66. Jay's 61, if I'm not mistaken. But no, maybe Richie. Yeah. So that's really an amazing reality, though, and tells you pretty much what kind of stripes the guy has. For me, anyway,
it
tells me what he's about.
Yeah, you're a pretty decent guy if you're willing to take a 50% pay cut, hey, even though you're still making 15 million bucks. But to save, basically,
save the show.
A lot of people would have let their ego get the best of them and just walked away from the show saying, I'm not going to do this.
Yeah, right. So I think it does tell you what he's all about. Interesting, Tony Danza was on The View yesterday. I watched it for a few minutes.
He's been all over the place. He was on the Today Show and everywhere.
Right. Matter of fact, Richie, play cut 11:02 from The View yesterday. He's there, by the way, to promote a book that he's written. Remember when he was on that reality show called Teach a couple of years ago?
Yes.
He became a 10th grade English teacher.
Yes.
The show got canceled, but he stayed in there for the entire year. And now he's written a book about his experience.
Pretty decent guy.
Now, Jay Leno just took a 50% cut to avoid any more staff cuts.
We hold the telethon for him.
This 50% cut was from $30 million to $15 million.
Right.
Okay.
And your donations to...
But, you know, when you take a 50% cut...
Well, there's a reason he did.
Right.
No. Tell us.
I'm just going to finish up the thing. Because y'all, they wrote it, and I just feel bad when I don't
do it. They got to keep their job.
Yeah, they got to keep their job. He took a 50% pay cut in order to prevent any more people from being released at his show, being laid off from his show. And he, as Barbara said, makes $30 million, so it was cut down to $15 million. But...
I was going to ask the question, did the head of NBC take a pay cut, too? I mean, that's his... It's his those are his... Sure.
I think the point of Jay doing it was to show...
Just putting it out there.
Was to show that he wanted to take care of his people. Now, we've seen it in one or two other instances where this has happened where someone said, you know what, I'm getting a lot more money than you guys are, so let me give some of the money back. I thought it was kind of fantastic.
Yeah, I do too. I think it tells you a lot about it.
Yeah.
Also, yesterday, the premiere of the Ellen DeGeneres show for the season, and here she talks about the first show.
Can you believe it? 10 years ago, I stood here and I asked you to let me into your homes, and you did. And I thank you for that. And now... Because of that, I have a lot of your grandmother's antique brooches, and I appreciate you letting me in. I can't believe it's been 10 years. It's if you're doing the math, it's been about over 1,500 shows and just under 3 million Activia commercials.
All right, so that's cute.
She's funny. Yeah.
I apologize for not being able to get to any of the surveys. It's really Roberta's fault because she took so much time for the Queen of Cheap report. That's just sorry, ladies and gentlemen, moms and dads, boys and girls, aunts and uncles, grandmas and grandpas. You can point your finger, the fickle finger of fate, at Roberta Fasanelli. Fickle finger of fate at Fasanelli.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day. Unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Here it is, another election year. And here you are again, wishing you knew more about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the other amendments, and the Declaration of Independence. But who has the time to study? Wouldn't it be nice if you could simply listen to them? And wouldn't it be great if they came packaged with an index? Yep, an index that lets you go to any part of the founding documents just by punching in a track number on your computer or CD player. What exactly is the Ninth Amendment? Track 10, play. It's that simple. The Founding Documents Collection on audio CD. To get yours now, just go to Amazon.com and type in Founding Documents Collection CD. For just $19.95 and $3.99 shipping and handling, you'll have the firepower you need to argue from the ultimate facts that form our nation's foundation. Want to be a hero? Get one for you and give another to your local school for Constitution Day. Go to Amazon.com now and type in Founding Documents Collection CD.
It's now 53 past the hour, and it's time for our surveys. You know how I love these things. By the way, as an aside, Tony Danza's new book is called I'd Like to Apologize to Every Teacher I Ever Had. again, a refreshing look at teaching from his perspective. He says the job requires total commitment at the expense of just about everything else in your life. Teacher needs to be a lot of things, and not only an educator, but a mother, a father, a sister, a brother, a best friend, and a social worker. A lot of teachers are not prepared for that, and they're obviously not prepared to dedicate themselves, or they wouldn't be on strike in Chicago. That last part of the line came from me, not from him. But I think it plays into our discussion of the disgusting realities of 350,000 kids being out on the street, literally, in Chicago, because they can't get their act together. Either the politicians, administrators, or teachers. A very good, excellent argument for not having unions in the public sector. All right, Heather Bachman is with us now. And as we look at the social media, what's going on Twitter, at Good Day Show, and Facebook / Good Day Show, Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman actually is a top trending on Yahoo right now. Thankfully,
because he's dead?
Well, thankfully to say, because he's alive and kicking. It was reported once again, this happened a couple of years ago, that Morgan Freeman had passed away.
This seems to happen frequently with a lot of people. How does this?
Hey, listen, when you're pushing 70 and you come out with a movie called Bucket List, it's bound to happen.
He's 75.
Yeah.
75. He's 75. But and actually, this posting got 842,000 likes on it of, you know, people giving condolences to his passing.
I like the fact Morgan Freeman is dead.
You know, so I don't know about that. As far as our Facebook, we have posted on there, how do you plan on spending your, or, you know, remembering your 9/11 day today? Mm-hmm. People can jump on with that. And then also some more conversations still going on about teachers on strike in Chicago. And should they be able to?
Is there teachers supporting?
Well, Patrick actually, I thought this was very good. He said every teacher went to college knowing what they're getting into. Yes, there are some cruddy rules and, yes, some annoying circumstances, but they shouldn't be belly aching. Christine says, I agree teachers have every right to voice their concerns. However, going on strike isn't the way to do it. So people can jump on and give their thoughts there.
It's forward, Facebook forward, hello. Facebook.com/A Good Day Show. Roberta Fasanelli, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, and Heather Bachman of the Good Day program. Speaking of teachers, there is a survey out today that suggests that large-scale cheating is going on in some of the most competitive schools, like Stuyvesant in Manhattan and the Air Force Academy, Harvard. Now, Stuyvesant is a public high school.
It's a New York City public high school, but it's one of the most prestigious ones in New York City.
That's
it's
not
very
where your
difficult to
goes.
Get into. My daughter goes to LaGuardia, which is the Fame High School.
Right.
You know, from the movie Fame. Stuyvesant is more of a math and science high school.
Right. The studies of student behavior, these surveys indicate the attitude shows that most of the students violate standards. And most students are violating academic standards. Most students in these high visibility schools, high schools and colleges, most of them are in a conflict, shall we say, with their integrity. That says that. Is that a good, is that a compassionate way of politically correct way of saying they're cheats?
Yeah. For cheating.
They're cheating. And they're, by the way, they don't have any regret or remorse about it. If they can, whatever it takes. See, this is the mindset brought about by the people, the corporate people, who haven't done big corporations any favors. This is the mindset. Win at all costs. Get ahead at all costs. Make money at all costs. Not everybody is that way, but it's trickling down. It's trickle, that's the trickle down economic theory. It's not particularly good. These kids, you know, they're being taught by what they read and what they hear that success equals money. And you get money any way you can. And so that's what's coming out.
By all means.
Yeah. All right, here's another study. According to this published military study, Don't Ask, Don't Tell is a success. You remember that gay troops were discouraged from serving openly, repealed. And contrary to the predictions, study says that the repeal did not negatively impact military readiness. Any dimension of the military, including cohesion, recruitment, retention, harassment, or morale. So more bunkum from the news media. The way that thing was spewed about, and some nutbird right wingers got a lot of attention they didn't deserve. It was going to be the end of the military. Nonsense. And this study shows that. So throw what you will at the radio. That is, as I suggested, a bunch of baloney. Or I think I said.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. Gibsonshealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their health erosive lifestyles with a health enhancing one. Now, clean up your body and colon without fasting using Herbal Fiber Blend from Gibsonshealth.com. Most colon cleansers require you to fast and do colon irrigations, but Herbal Fiber Blend is the only body and colon cleanser that cleans without fasting. A plaque-lined colon invites parasites and candida, and we are overweight because we must eat twice as much to absorb good nutrients. Herbal Fiber Blend also cleans the kidneys and liver, not just the colon. No other cleanser on the market compares to Herbal Fiber Blend. To buy Herbal Fiber Blend from Gibson's Health at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844. Or go to Gibson'sHealth.com. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.